Blog Talk Radio.
The following lecture titled Message to the Believing Man, From Pitiful to Powerful, was recorded at the Sharif.
Hey.
Umalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Ashadu ilaha ilaha illallah, Ashadu ilaha Muhammadan Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify there's no God but one God whose proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He have created this creation, the universe and galaxy and all the other, but he created this creation to call Earth, Mother Earth, to test us on and see which one is better, which one is earning the reward that's going on. We're here tonight on this broadcast radio station to get rid of the lies that have been put into the world that lead people away from the creator of this creation. Proper name is Allah. And one way they have led us away from the proper understanding, the proper worship of God is give us a man to worship. And we've been given a man to worship. And the majority, a lot of people, they worship a man as they supposed to be worshiping Allah in spirit and truth. And so our job is to remove all the racial image for worship. If we can, with the help of Allah, with the help of the people that have been oppressed by this image in the world. So we here tonight, and we are praying to Allah to help us, to guide us through this tough time. We thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. We thank him for praying for Majestic, praying for one who comes to revive the religion. And we thank Allah for sending us one who have came and left us with a revival of the religious, all of these. Thank Allah for Imam Washuddin Muhammad. We thank Allah for his son, Washuddin Muhammad II, who holding up what his father left for us in Mosque. And we thank Allah for showing us all the good people that have said they will return, and they didn't know, but now they know patience has paid off. Well, so we thank Allah for mosques and with all that they do, all that they're doing, and We thank Allah for Wahid Day Muhammad Sefa and those good believers who have did a vow of faith to come back and made it clean, clear, that they will help Mosque Care grow. So we thank Allah for them. We know that we got a lot of traitors among us who said one thing and they do another. We got these kind of people among us. So we know we got these kind of people among us who said one thing and they did another. But that's okay. Allah says that he don't as long as we depend on Allah, then Allah will guide us and lead us in the right direction. So we're here tonight to remove the image out of the world. That's the number one problem in the world, holding God up or holding something up and calling it God. That's the number one racism that we find in the world. That they done gave God an image, a false image, lied on God, and then lied to the people. Took all the knowledge and history of the people and raised those people, talking about the African Americans, raised those people where they didn't even know themselves. They were worshiping idols. So our job is to get the humanity back on its feet by telling the truth. There ain't nothing deserved to be worshipped besides Allah. So let me, before I get any deeper, let me open up with a prayer called Al-Fatiha, which means to open. And let me open up. First I will say it in the Arabic language. Then I will say it in the English translation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in Ihdinas Sirata al-Mustaqim Sirata al-Ladina anta alayhim Ghayri maghdubi alayhim We seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast, with the name of God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, or none of those who go astray. I mean, we greet our audience in the best of the greeting. There's no greeting compared to this greeting. This greeting was given to us by the Creator himself. And that greeting is Assalamu Alaikum. Simply means may God peace be upon you and that all obligate all of us to keep the peace. And that's what we need. That's what the world is missing, peace. So that's obligate us not just hear the word of peace, but practice peace in our life. Practice peace with our loved ones, our neighbors and our friends. And no matter where we go in this world, we need to practice peace. We need to keep peace out front. So we greet you again in the best of the greeting of Assalamu Alaikum. Simply may God peace be upon you, on you. And that's obligate all of us to keep the peace. So we thank Allah for this Pop Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, who is sponsoring Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. We want to thank him for his allowing us to come on this Blog Talk radio station and share this information on moving the false image out of the world so we can have some peace, so we can have some love, so we can have a beautiful garden again to live in. As long as the snake or that snake idea is in the world, God got a son, and the son is a Caucasian man, there will be no peace coming from either side, from Caucasian and African American. God do not have any son. He have creation, and we all are the creation of God coming from Adam to today. We are the children of Adam. And so once the human being hear that, understand that, then that human being has an opportunity to continue to be a good human being. And that's what Allah created us to be and gave us guidance through his scripture and the final scripture, Quran. The other books was started off as good scripture, but over time, man has deleted a lot of good things that turned the book from the right to the left, turn the book from up, from down. So the Quran, our Quran come to correct the mistakes that man have put into the book that causing all the confusion that we see today. It would be no confusion if a lie had been told. And the biggest lie has been told is on the Creator himself. And the Creator, how he get rid of the lie, he warned the people who's under the lie, and he warned them, human beings like themselves, and warned them, then as he warned them, they should have the necessity to go out and change this ugly situation that they live in. Racism is not from God. It's from man. And it's given to man as a trick to divide man up, to conquer man, to keep men from coming together and being productive. That is the whole aim of racism, to cause people to kill and hurt and mistreat each other. And God said he made human beings and also stopped the human being from being a human being. So you want to stop the human being from being a human being, lie to the human being. Tell the human being that the Creator of this creation sent somebody to die for your sin. Picture they show you of Jesus, they say he died, but the picture you look of Jesus is not a man that's dying, but a man being killed. Nailed to the cross, that means that man is being killed. But they don't say that man is being killed. They say that man was dying for all our sins. What a big lie that has been given and told to humanity. Nobody can die for nobody's sins. We got people going overseas talking about they fight for this country. We got people that's fighting every day just to stay alive, just to keep food on their table. You got people fighting to keep them getting robbed on the streets, or to keep them getting robbed from the courthouse or judge. Your people fighting. Huh? But what they're fighting is lies, wrong thinking, and weak ideas and lies. That's the fight. That's the fight that the human being in, with the scripture called the struggle, in the struggle to free yourself, to stay free, to be happy. And Satan's job is to not work to see that you happy. He don't like to see people happy. He won't see people miserable. It's like him saying, you don't see people smoking cigars and drinking liquor, telling lies. And that's what Satan's job is, divide and conquer. And one of the weapons he used, divide and conquer, along with drugs, alcohol, cigarette, you name it. Now they got a new drug out in Atlanta. It's not a new drug, it's an old drug, but they making it look like a new drug and putting methanol in the drugs, and these drugs are killing the people. They don't say how many can kill. It's that people are dying from these drugs.
Over-the-counter drugs.
Why is it over-the-counter drugs? So we got a job. Our job is to help remake this whole world, the whole planet over. And how we do that is tell the truth and nothing but the truth. So help us God that Allah is one, that all of the prophets were messengers of God, and they were all men sent to men, sent to in a time when those men were needed. So Allah know what he doing, and all we got to do is follow the guidelines, follow the truth. You know, we have five principles that we live by as Muslims, and one of the first principles that we worship none but God, that we give in charity, we work, we fast, we at least try to make Hajj once in our life. Once in our life, we can afford it, and most of the people in America can afford all the corrupt things, then they can afford a trip to Mecca to go see the house that Abraham built. And that is a beautiful sight, the Kaaba. It's a beautiful sight. And you want to see something that make tears come to your eye, go to the house that Abraham built. So they're all good human beings coming together, especially Muslims, go there and make and do their ritual and do the thing that the Prophet did. The Prophet Muhammad, he only made one heart. But he showed the people in that one heart what is their obligation, how to view, how to carry themselves on the heart. He made many umrahs, but only made one heart in his whole entire life. So this is our prophet. This is the one we're talking about. The Prophet Muhammad and Imam Abdullah were afraid and helped. Because of what he did, the scripture that he left and what he had left for the whole world have got us out of our, but basically us out of our situation into the best situation in the world. So most of the people in the world need professional help, and we have got professional help from Imam Wahid Muhammad. And now we are ready to share that professional help with the world. So we thank Allah for Mosque Care. We thank Allah for this beautiful Black Talk radio station that's knocking down racism. We see racism is falling. And once it falls this time, pray to Allah to never get back up again. We want to root it with the help of Allah. And Allah said, his help is always there. So we're going to get ready to open up our talk to others. I see that we got Brother Suja Muhammad. He is a co-worker here with me. He's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I am from Decatur, Georgia. My wife and I, we're co-worker here. We are from Decatur, Georgia. And we have Brother Suja and his wife, well, go on. And sometimes we have Brother Muhammad from Columbus whenever he dropped by, and we haven't heard from him, but we understand that he's doing good. So let's go on. to bring in Brother Suja Muhammad and see what he got to say and let him share the information that he have about the image. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Suja Muhammad.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Sir, but you're no stranger, so and you've been on this journey a pretty good while, so I'm turning it over to you, inshallah. You got it.
Wa alaykum as-salam. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. I seek refuge in Allah against the rejected Satan. I bear witness and I testify that there's only one creator, one God. And I bear witness and I testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon him, is the seal of prophet. He's the last prophet. He's God's servant. And I bear witness that all these great men that's in the Bible and that's in the Torah and the Injil, all these great men is servants of God. And I was watching TV today and one of the preachers on the television was saying that about Jesus was coming. At the same time, he was making the statement that Jesus is God. Jesus is God, you know. And but when you make a statement like that, right away, if you're doing any kind of thinking, if you're thinking, the Bible, the Torah, the Holy Quran, and the Injil, they all say that God is ever present and he's never absent. So God's not coming. He's already here. You know? God's not going nowhere. He's already here. When you talk about God, is this your phone? Yeah. When you talk about God, you should never say that he's gone somewhere. That God is is coming, you know. That right away that let you know that either you don't know what you're talking about, or you're wrong. You're just wrong, you know, to make a point like God is coming, you know. And those type of small things, you know, is eye-openers for a person that knows the truth. You see, also like Brother Akbar said, they said that they killed Jesus, but the Bible said that Jesus died for your sin. They said they say one thing, and then they say another contradicts it. You know, he died for your sin. I mean that he did something that he wanted to do. You know, then you turn around and say they nailed him on the cross. You know, and that right there it don't jive. Mm-hmm. So it's so many different ways to show you or to prove the truth. you know. And there's so many ways that you can prove and show a lie up, you know. Alhamdulillah. There's something wrong with that phone.
That phone is off.
Oh, your phone was off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Alhamdulillah. Our Christian brothers and sisters, you know, I know they are sincere. They want to bear witness to the Bible and bear witness to what's in the Bible, you know.
That's
I don't know why they're doing that. Yeah. But in bearing witness to the truth, you can't put things out there that is so easy to prove that not is a lie. It's a lie. They say that Jesus died. You know, Jesus said in the Bible, say, if thou will, take this bitter cup from me. That's what he said in the Bible. If thou will, talking to God about him finna die on the cross, Jesus said, if thou will, take this bitter cup from me. So if he knew that he was gonna die, you know, he wouldn't say nothing like that. You know. And if Jesus was God, if he was God, and the things that they say in reference to Jesus, there's so many things that they're saying to show you that he's not God. He's not God. You know, first, if he was God, there's no way that you can kill him. You can't kill God. You know, and Jesus said to his disciples, he said, "Watch me while I pray." And he said, "Our Father, who art in heaven," you know. I mean, who is he praying to? Who is he praying to? He said, "Our Father, who art in heaven."
Right.
So you know, that's so many different things that they're saying in the Bible. It's just that contradicts itself, and Jesus was one that didn't try to show himself in the scripture that he was God. He did everything that he could to show you that he was a sincere worshiper of Almighty God. And he was teaching his followers, you know, his disciples, you know, how to worship God, how to give yourself to God. You know, they asked Jesus, a master, when is the hour? And Jesus said in the Bible that he didn't know the day nor hour. Now you asking him when in the hour. If he was God right away, he would tell you, well, you know, he would give you the exact time, you know, of the judgment. Of when it's coming, what day and what time and everything. You know, Jesus said, I don't know the day, not the hour. You know, and in the Bible, they had one of these Sadducees called Jesus good master. Jesus said, don't call him good. Now, this is supposed to be God. He's the only one is good, and that's the Father. Only one is good, and that's the Father. So they got too many things in the Bible that go against each other, showing that's not correct. To make a statement like that is not correct. To say that Jesus is the Son of God or Jesus is God, that's not correct. Because you got too much proof in the Bible to prove that that's not true. That's a lie. I asked a Christian. I said, that picture that they got there in the church there, is that Jesus? And the Christian said, no, that's not Jesus. He told me that with confidence that's not Jesus. I said, well, if it's not Jesus, then it's a lie because it's up there. It's definitely up there. And it's not Jesus. What is it doing up there? You know, I said, but what is a lie is doing in the church? Why you have a lie in the church? Why do they let it stay up there if they know that that's not Jesus? Why do they leave it up there? Mm. Why do they teach that to the children? That whole thing about Christianity after Constantine had that council at Constantinople, you know, the whole thing about Christianity changed. Everything changed. And they start killing Christians that was teaching the truth. They had Christians that was teaching that Jesus worshiped God, that Jesus prayed to God. He was God's servant. They start killing them. They say that they was killing them by the thousands. And the books that they had, the Bible of things that was bearing witness against what they taught, the false Jesus, and you know, they got to get rid of that Bible, those Bibles. They say that they had a big fire. Say they were just burning them up, and they were switching and bringing in their version. They were bringing in their version, you know. So, brothers and sisters, it's not hard. It's not hard to show you the truth. If you want to see, if you don't want to see, then that's gonna be a problem. But knowing the truth is not gonna take you away from your religion. Jesus said, "Know you the truth, and the truth gonna set you free." If I tell you the truth, then I'm not against Christianity. I'm not against Jesus. And then you can see that it's the truth. And you don't change. You keep on believing that lie? You keep on calling on Jesus? I said, I'm a watch Christian. You know, especially if I go to a funeral or something like that. They call on Jesus like they're calling on God. Preachers, I don't know why they've been getting away for so long. I guess God got time for them. God got time for them. He got a time for them. Because they getting away with lies, murder, everything. You know. T.D. Jake and all of them. All of them. He makes Jennings. You know, he gonna swear that Jesus is God. You know. He got it coming to him. He got it coming to him, brother. The Quran, the last revelation that came to humanity, said that one of the sins that God don't forgive is setting up partners with him. It's saying that God got a partner. So God don't forgive that. That's scary. That's real scary. And especially a person being a Christian, and so nobody ain't bringing them the truth, you know. And they're saying that they're saying that God don't forgive. That's one of the sins that God don't forgive. And your mother and your father, people that you love, they still believe in Jesus. That's real scary, brothers and sisters, to me. If you're sincere, if you believe the truth, you see, and you don't want your mother and father to go to hell, you know, because many of them are sincere. Many of them are sincere. That's scary, brothers and sisters. So we out here because we have a time now that we've been teaching so long. We've been teaching so long that the light then came on. And many of them know the truth. So they are becoming Christian with the knowing that what has been taught is a lie. But they're getting so much, so much privilege and benefit for accepting the lie, for getting behind and pushing the image, you know, real estate, money, you know, prestige. You know, they're getting all that. So it's not like it used to be where a person was believing in that and they didn't know the difference. We've been teaching the truth so long until it's been repeated out there. And the people know the truth. And they know the lie when they hear a lie. They know the lie when they hear it. So that's what time it is, brothers and sisters. We are in a time where judgment is coming. Where judgment is coming, brothers and sisters. And Muslims, we are in the position to bring the truth to the people. We are in the position to try to establish a different world than the world that they're living in that Satan created. You know, we're trying to change that world. You know, there's so many things that is a realization to them that things like the food that they eat is not real food. When they go to the supermarket and buy vegetables and fruit, they are not real. All that got to be changed. You see? And the meats and things like that is forbidden. It's not good for consumption. Plus, they got all these viruses and disease and things like that that's going on. Then they got drugs. They done legalized different drugs. And then they created a man-made drugs. This is the world we living in. We living in a world where they curse and they're not shamed. They'll say anything on television, in front of their mother or their father, or in front of their children, and there's no shame. So we're in the process of remaking the world. It's time. It's time. And that which we're remaking, the people know when they get the real thing, they know the difference. They know the difference. So you don't have to explain it to them. They know the difference. They know that which is fake from that which is, that which is real from that which is fake. They know the difference. So we are in that time, brothers and sisters, and we calling on God. We pray and ask God to forgive us for our sin, because we won't sin, brothers and sisters. Nobody out here is perfect. Allah didn't make us perfect. You know, Allah made us well. We're going to have to call on him, you know, and God take us through trials and test us, you know, and we're not going to pass all the tests, you know, but if you love God and if you're sincere, you're going to keep on trying to do right. You're not going to give up. You know when you're right. A person, especially a believer, they know when they're wrong. They know when a thing is wrong. So when it's right, they definitely know that. So that's what time it is. We're going to remake this world. Imam Wahid Muhammad, a leader that we accepted, you know, and he was the one that brought us into studying the Holy Quran. See, we had the Holy Quran, but our previous leader, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, told us to put it on a high shelf. You know, and he was constantly telling us to be careful with it. Don't if you carry it, you know, carry it above your waist, you know, and always put it on the highest shelf that you have in the house over other books. I'm like Muhammad, you know. So when Imam Wahid Muhammad came in, it wasn't hard for us to change from the Bible, or change from that which we was believing in, and pick up the Quran. And when you picked up the command, that's it. That's it. If you're sincere, the light come on. Now you got to start remaking the new world. Now you got to read the book and apply it in your life. You know, it's not a book where you're going to become holy. It's a book that's going to keep you balanced. Going to keep you balanced. It's a book that has the truth in it, where they done lied to you all your life. And when you up under a lies like that affects you psychologically. Psychologically. You know, you don't know what's right from wrong. And you got fear in you. You see, and you believe in, they done put those images in your face, and you believe in those images. And now you setting up partners with God. You know, you really believe that the so-called white man is your master, that he's better than you, that he's one that's going to put you in heaven. He's one that you got to depend on, that you got to make him like you. You got to give yourself to him. You know, if you want a job, don't try to establish your own business, because if you do that, you compete with him, and he might not like that. So you had to go to him for it. And when you go to him, he treats you real bad. So you had to get used to that. You know, he's going to make you say more prayer. But when you start praying, you praying to him. So you need to trick that other people is into. You're going to be praying to him. You will be calling on Jesus. You see? So that's what time it is, brothers and sisters. I hope I laid it out where it ain't confusing. You got any questions or any statements, I'd be glad to answer. I came to you in peace, going to leave you in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I think I beautiful teaching. A three-year-old, a 7-8, person 75 and got a zillion dollars can understand what you just said. Praise be to Allah. And I have to tell you, getting better. All praise due to Allah. Yeah, we are, our method of trying to bring you this formula that can get rid of racism, and we're not the first. We're just following the footsteps of others who have, in their time, lifetime, had to fight this image in the way they had to fight it. But inshallah, we're winning. Put this image to rest. We're going to bring in people. We want the whole world come under one God. And that's not impossible. Because God said he one and alone. He's not three, not no Trinity. Trinity. Our book said no Trinity. Three gods. That's three gods too many. That's two too many. One God is one, one and alone. So we're here tonight, like Sue God said, anybody got any questions for him? All they got to do is match one, come into the queue. And we would cut your mic on and let you ask questions or make comments. We are here to serve. We're servants. We're servants of Almighty God Allah. And we're serving him that the world know that that the only one needs to be served. Everybody else is servants. Everybody else is dependent on God. We all depend on God. Air, food, and we are dependent on the creator of this creation. Then we're winning. I was showing on the internet, there was a white girl, a Caucasian girl, and her mama asked her a question. And right next to her, the little girl was a white sheep. And mama asked her, what color was she? And she said, I'm not white. I'm not white. She said, what you tell her mama? Her mama said, you white? She said, no, I'm not white, mama. I'm pink. This is white, talking about the white sheep was white. So, you know, the Ku Klux Klan for years had wore white sheets over the head. Under them was not white, was pink or red people who was confused, lied to. They was the very thing they tried to paint the other people. They had to say black people, African American, were black and evil. They had to say that to be the evil people they was. They had to lie to themselves. They had to make us believe that we were evil by nature. And they did that. Then they gave us a God. All the evil things they did to us, and they expected us not to fight back. They did all the evil things they can, you can imagine can be done to another person, and then said, Jesus is their Savior. Jesus is their God. But when it comes to us doing them in the same manner, if we had to raise the image up and brought them to church and made them sit under that image and told them that God came in our image and they are supposed to carry our wood, they are supposed to bow to us, they're supposed to let us mistreat them, they wouldn't like that. And they expect we supposed to like it, what they did. So the truth is on the scene. And when truth come, all the falsehood that had been put together must go. Got to get out of here. Because truth gonna bust falsehood upside his head and knock out his brain. And by the very nature of falsehood, perish. So praises be to the one creator who put us together, put us on this earth. When then said we all are brothers. We all are the children of Adam. We all live and go back to God for judgment. Nobody can die, have ever died, will ever die for one of us or all of ours. Sin, all of these are lies. As we get older, as we grow into a maturity as men and women, our age, our circumstance determines what we're supposed to be about. We can't continue to let somebody give us all this falsehood and then say, well, somebody 2,000 years ago died for our sin. And the people that gave us them lies, they ain't going to let you go down to the courthouse and tell one of them that somebody died for their sin without putting a straitjacket on you. So all these lies that they have put with us, gave us, we are trying to end those lies with the truth. And we think with the help of our law, we're going to do a good job. Because falsehood by its very nature, I said, is bound to die. It's bound to perish. It's by its very nature. So we come in, this truth that we have, Allah have given us, we couldn't even think, they were told us we can think like that. If they called us thinking like we want to be free, they killed us. They said we could not read. And then when they found out that we was reading, they wanted to kill us. But they say we can't read. Oh, they dumb people can't read. And then as soon as we start reading, and this is what they didn't want us to see. This Satan, y'all. He didn't say y'all didn't want us to see Satan for what he was. So Satan had the upper hand. Like the brother was saying last night, they used to take two goats and they would pray over one of the brothers, David Diaz. They would pray over one of the goats and they would let that goat go and they would kill the other goat. And they would call the goat that got away a scapegoat. He escaped getting killed. And that is exactly how they did. They sacrificed many of him or Tia, many, many more. And they keep doing that. Now our people who trying to imitate and be like the evil people that we've been under, they are filling the jailhouses up. But our young people told us that we were nothing. And then we built this whole country. We built this country. How do a nothing people build a country? How do that happen? So their job was to brainwash us. And they used our very brothers and sisters who call themselves preachers, pastors, deacons, and others, scarred that manhood in them, and they put sick them on us. They took the blood in the crib and put them against each other, made up gangs to kill each other, and then to announce on TV at night that one gang member killed their, and so the other gang members heard that one of their comrades was killed by another gang member. They went after the other gang, keep us killing each other. That scheme has worked. All the scheme that you would see in what they call Mission Impossible, and that mission that they did on us, it wouldn't have been possible if they hadn't got us to believe that Jesus was God, our mother and father. I was telling the Caucasian people, God said he would wipe our soul white as snow. If you want to see some true white people, you need to see my grandmama, my granddaddy, honest and decent, upright, law-abiding people. God has protected them because the people that said that God came in their image, they were worse than any animal that you can raise in the wild. They were worse than any of those animals that you can be found in the wild on us. They were not bad and vicious. They were told they were white people and had nothing in their character that represented any purity or white at all. They will kill you that you looking like you want to be free. They will kill you. They had no law. We had no protection, although they had the Constitution that said that all men are created equal and they will die by their creator. That come from the Quran. They were given that, but they did not measure up and use it correctly. So we're here tonight on the Rock Talk radio station to bring about understanding that when you do people like that, not only do you have to pay, you paid the Jews, you paid the Japanese, you took and put the Japanese in a concentration camp, and you abused them, you misused them, and they went took you to court and got reparations for the abuse that you put them through, and you paid them with a smile. When they come to us, you have turned us so far against each other. You have took and turned us so long, long, many years and many, many months and years against us. Now we can't see our own value as a people, and we can't ask you to pay us for the horrible life you put us in. I don't care what brother, where he's from, or what his title is. Don't come tell me we don't deserve reparations.
Reparation.
Don't tell me. You can tell that. Go tell the Cajun that they don't deserve reparations. They're paying the farmers right now, Caucasian farmers, not the farmers. Don't go tell them that. You owe them. And I said, God gonna give us what we have earned on the other side, but we also want what we have earned here while we here now. And you paid everybody else and still paying one group of people, and that's called the Jews. If I dig a grave, I dig two graves, and I ask you, which one of those graves is for the white man or the Caucasian man, and which one is for the African-American man? You gonna tell me which one is for the scholar and which one is for the common man? You could not tell me. Huh? You couldn't tell me. And then I told you. And then I started off telling you. So everybody going into the grave. And however you go into the grave, it determined according to Scripture. And according to Scripture, and Scripture come and they tell you to reform yourself where you die, don't die as a animal, but you die as a human being. And then there's a relief in the next life for you. But you die as an animal and you God create you a human being, then there's no relief for you on the other side.
This is in here.
So Allah is the greatest. He gave us three gods, worked us sun up to sundown, treated us like worse than you treat an animal, and then pay us. And your book said pay a man before his brow dry, before his forehead get dry. Pay him. They didn't do that. They didn't want to say we men. They said we was animals. But the animal can't drive no car. The animals can't couldn't pick no cotton. The animals couldn't row no boat. So how was the animal, and you treat the animal much better than you treated us? You kissed the animal in the mouth. You wouldn't even drink out there. You had to create two fountains of water, one for the colored and one for the so-called white people. Where were your intelligence at? H2O is H2O no matter who drank it
what drinking? It was water. A bird drinking, a chicken, but a human being. And you was a dog. You would let a nasty four-legged dog lick you in the mouth. And you wanted to make us think that we were not human. You did a thorough job on that. And then you gave us the word nigger. God, Allah never said he made any nigger. And Webster came out and explained to us in the Webster dictionary, and Webster is one who showed us what the meaning of words in the English language. In the English language, the word nigger means anybody dirty, low down, and foul. And Webster said that ain't got nothing to do with your color. So now we know that the master niggers were the Caucasian people, because ain't nobody on this planet been more dirty, low down, and foul than they are. They have been on us. Yeah, we forgive them, but God ain't gonna allow us to go into the on the other side with any hatred in our hearts. So we forgave them for do that. But now we want our what justice do for what you did to us, and as a pay us. Show us that you are sorry, that you regret doing us like that. Because if you don't do that here, you can't open that door and go on the other side. Allah said he would never change our condition, our heart, our condition until we change what's in our heart. You have to change that cold heart. As long as you call yourself by a color that you ain't had, that you are telling yourself that you are superior, although you read the story about Pharaoh, you want to think that you can be a Pharaoh and survive when Pharaoh himself did not survive and the people that were with him did not survive. And that is a warning to you. So we say heed the warning. And that's what we come. That's why we come alive, to warn you so you don't keep making the same mistake that put the world in its shape and in, that you change that cold heart. I used to look at a red skeleton. He was a Caucasian man. He made you laugh. Most of them, Alvin and Cox, would make you laugh. I love Lucy. All these people will make you laugh. But when I looked in the world, I didn't see no people nowhere in the world. I looked for those type of people, kind people like those people they showed you on TV. I couldn't find them. I used to look at the cowboy pictures, and the cowboy pictures, we love to see justice done. We love to see that when a bad guy, the guy in black, do something wrong and hurt somebody, kidnap somebody, we love to see the man on the white horse go out and get that man and bring him to court for justice. We love to see that. We love to see that. I stopped looking at the cowboy pictures because I ain't seen them kind of people that you show me in the cowboy pictures nowhere in America. No president represents those kind of people. No, not one president ever represented those kind of good-hearted people. Kennedy did. But they killed Kennedy. Then his brother was going to take his place. They killed him too. So, now my wife says his son's going to run against Biden. Well, Biden is kind of old. But I'll vote for him. And but anyway, this world is in trouble. Nature is against this world. Nature is turned against. They talking about God bless America. You tell me what city and town that God is blessing America in this. You won't hardly find it. Mudslides and everything else. In the gambling state of Las Vegas, Las Vegas. They went there to have a good, so-called good time. Been going there for years. But this year, so much rain up to their feet and ankle, they couldn't even walk. Then they couldn't even drive their cars out. You gonna tell me Allah not punishing America? Elijah wrote a book, The Fall of America, and you read that book now. How do a man with a third grade education come up with all them all close calls that you see in America? Third grade education. And it's like having no education at all. He did all them great things. But did they give him credit for trying to lift his people up out of the mud and the mire? No, they condemned him. They said he was a black Ku Klux Klan. But he had no record of burning no cross, crescent, or nothing else in front of nobody's house. He had no record of dragging Caucasian out in the middle of the night and killing the whole family. No history of that. So how he crowed of being a black Ku Klux Klan? Huh? They said the Klan in the Klan they lost their power in Baton Rouge, in Louisiana, because of the deacon. The deacon was a group of African Americans came together who'd been in the army. They united and they fought the Klan and they won. They shot it out with the Klan and the Klan came to them. The Ku Klux Klan came to them to sign a peace treaty. Why don't they tell us that in the public school? Why I'm just not finding that out in the internet? They made like all our men was cowards. We got so many heroes among our people that they make sure that we don't even know about. So who can tell our story? But we got, in order to be able to tell your stories and make books and do the thing, you have to have money. And we are people always trying to start from scratch. Huh? But we won't come together because all these churches and all these different temples and masjid them divide themselves up. So everything looks like it is against us, even us against us. So we're going to work to change this with the help of Allah. May Allah continue to bless us to come up out of this darkness into the light and free the world. We're not talking about our people, all of our people. We all one people. But Satan them divided us up and made one think he was better than that, one less than that, one didn't need the other, and all this foolishness we don't fell on. So that's our job, to bring the humanity back and trying to make all of us one again. And that can happen with the help of Allah. Prophet Muhammad did it. And we are the walking Quran. And we want to be like the prophet. We want to be the walking Quran. We want to be the example of Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah to the world. And we are heading that way, and we're going to be the one. So I'm on anybody else who got anything they would like to share with us tonight. This is Blog Talk Radio Station, and we're not playing. We're serious about what we're doing, and we invited people to come on here. And so many people told me they was coming, and many of them have showed up and left. And I don't, this is the strongest, this is the best thing going. This is one of the best things going at 7 o'clock at night. And that is the Fox Talk Radio Station talking about moving the evil that caused all of us to be divided and separated on those small matters, hair, color, eyes, height of material gain and the material and all the things that one got more than the earth. God say bless who he please. Some folks have more than none and but all of us should be in a race striving for what is true, all of us. So I thank you. So I don't want to bring someone else back up. I don't see nobody else hand. Anybody want to come up and say anything, please raise your hand, and we will see you, your hand raised. You, when you match one on your telephone, it's match one, and you'll be brought into the queue, as we call it, and we will cut your mic on that you would get to share what you want to share with us. So is anybody? Okay, but now I'm bringing Brother Sujar back up. Brother Sujar, Assalamu Alaikum. Brother Sujar.
Well, thank you, Mike. Good morning.
All right, buddy. Well, you got it, my good brother.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen.
Yeah, you do not give up. I learned that from you. You don't give up. You fight that. You fight
the truth. Lord. It's hard to tell a lie.
Yes, sir.
It's easy to tell the truth. You got the whole earth. You got the whole creation.
Yes, sir.
To bear witness to the truth.
That's right.
You know, all you had to do is be able to make the connection. You got everything in creation to testify and bear witness to what you stand. It's true. You know.
And we
as Muslim, we believe in a concept called Dina Fitra.
Mm-hmm.
Fitra. And Dina Fitra is talking about the natural order. The natural order. Everything in creation had a beginning. It started off inferior, and then it's developed. A tree don't first come in as a whole tree. A dog don't come in as a grown-up dog. Human being don't come in as an adult. They said the human being come in first as sperm mixed with ovum to a clot of blood to a fetus lump. And then it grows all the way up into a baby. And it keep growing. You know, it keep growing where now you got a little teenager. You know, growing up to a teenager now. You know, and from a teenager to halfway mature. You know, then it grows up into maturity. You know, the tree start having branches, you know. And the branches, what it does is keep the tree from leaning. It keeps its balance, you know. And that's the way we are. We have the Holy Quran. You know, we studied the Holy Quran. We can go out in the creation there. We got plenty of corrupt and messed up knowledge out there. But when you go into the Quran, we read that knowledge in the Quran, and it'll balance us off. It'll balance us off as human beings. You see, when you start growing and developing, Allah said that type of growth, that natural order, that fitra, say it don't change.
Everything goes through a process of inferiority to the point of superiority, where you have control over it. You see. So that's the human being. When it starts going backwards, then it's not natural. You know, when it starts becoming independent, that's not natural. We all pray to God. We all depend on God. You know, we don't ever get to the point where we're independent of God. We always going to depend on God. We don't never become God. I know what the Bible says. The man was created in the image of God. Brother and sister, I always like to take you back to your common sense. God don't have an image. Imam Wafi Muhammad taught us what an image is. Every time you watch TV, it portrays images. Everything that you see in creation is an image. What is an image? It's a word. What is a word? A word is anything that brings a picture to your mind through your five senses. That's a word. You know. If you want to identify a thing, if you want to talk about a thing, you want to have knowledge of a thing, of the creation. Because everything in creation is the word. And in order to communicate, you got to use something out of creation. If you want to communicate, you got to use something out of creation. I don't care if you want to subtract, you want to add, you want to convey, whatever you want to do. You got to use something out of creation to do it. Again, you can't communicate unless you use something out of creation. So if you want to see a thing, and it's a certain thing that you want to convey to another person, and you got knowledge of, you got to use something out of your five senses to convey that image to the individual. And if you know how to convey it to them, sometimes they tell you, oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Sometimes the person that's conveying the picture to you, drawing the picture to you, asks you, do you see? Or could you see it? So, when we're talking about God, we had to use some image out of creation in order to bring a picture to your mind, to the person's mind that you're talking to. You got to use something out of creation where the person say, I see what you're saying, or I understand what you're saying. But there's nothing in creation that you can use to show a person God. Nothing in creation. There's nothing in creation that will have you to say, that I see God. You said, well, God is the Word. Brothers and sisters, I just told you what the Word was. I just told you what the Word was. Don't let Satan trick you. God is not the Word. God created the Word. The Word. He's not what he created. You can't tell me that God is what he created. That means we have to think, brothers and sisters. Shaitan thing is to trick you. It's to fool you. And if you ain't thinking, he can confuse you, and he got you there. He can confuse you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word is God. They said they bring you the Bible with all that type of trickery. We love the Word. You can say Jesus is the Word. But Jesus is not God. You can say Jesus is the truth. But that's not God. They have a saying in Islam, Allah Akbar. And Allah Akbar means God is greater. Greater than what? Anything you imagine he is. Anything that you can come bring to me and say, this is God, he's way greater than that. I don't care what you pick out. Anything your little mind can grasp hold to and bring it to me and let me see it. And you tell me that this is God. In Islam, we say that God is greater than anything that you imagine in your mind. He's greater. So nobody could bring an idea, a concept, or tell a Muslim that God is something that you can't even comprehend. If you can't comprehend it, how you going to tell me that's who he is? Allah Akbar, God is greater. Allah Akbar, yes, God is greater. You know, so you're having a conversation. You have a conversation, and I'm thinking, why are you talking to me? You know. But I'm not so impressed with your conversation that I believe that you got the type of knowledge that would give me, that would put in my mind that the knowledge that you give me, that you're going to describe God, you can convey God to me. You can't do that. Allah's Akbar. You cannot do that. There's nothing in the whole creation. And the creation is big, vast. There's nothing in creation that you can use to convey or describe God. Because he's greater than anything that you can imagine. And in order for you to convey or communicate, you got to use something out of creation. You got to use something out of creation.
You give me different moves in my head, nuts in it, and all that stuff.
A long way, but
long way.
If you don't use something out of creation, we can't even communicate. You can't communicate with a human being, and you don't use and not use something out of creation. You can't communicate. It's just that simple. And everything in creation is dependent. Everything in creation is dependent. But Allah, the creator, is independent. Allah has no needs. He don't need air. He don't need water. He don't need food. Death don't take over God. God don't die. Death don't affect God. He's independent. When you talk about God, then you're talking about one that has no beginning and has no ending. That he's ever present and he's never absent. And he's closer to you than your own jugular vein. That's God. And I still haven't gave you all the understanding of God. Because I can't. Nobody can. Don't let nobody lie to you and tell you that they can make you they can make you comprehend make you give you a complete understanding, or talk to you absolute in a sense that you can understand who God is. You can't. It's impossible. Impossible. They had this program on the TV, and they had a Nation of Islam brother. They was debating with Geno Jennings, and I'm pretty sure Geno Jennings invited them on his show because it was something that they teach, and he knew he had them. And they were trying to make the point that God created himself out of triple darkness. They weren't doing nothing but tripping themselves up. Geno Jennings had them, you know. And he showed them, he said, If God created himself out of triple darkness, he said, well, the darkness is God. The darkness is greater than God. they told Geno, well, you just don't understand. Yeah. I said, Lord have mercy. I said, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. So that was one of them teachings that Master Farah Muhammad gave Ahmadiyya Muhammad. So they were hanging up. I remember Ahmadiyya Muhammad asked the Caucasian the question that he made the statement that all peoples came from the black man. He said that. That's including the white man. He said you can get all color out of black, out of the black man, all different nationalities, all different colors out of the black man. You can get the white man out of the black man. He said, but the white man, you only can get white out of black. I mean, out of white. You can only get white out of white. He had them all up. Army life behind. Third grade. So the logic, the logic is there. And the Holy Quran, praise be to Allah, the Holy Quran is a book that's going to make you deal, you can deal with any logic, and it will give you balance. Where you won't go and to the point where it don't exist. Quran ain't going to let you do that. It's going to keep you balanced. Keep you in the realm of reality. You see? That's the world, the type of world, as far as education, as far as curriculum, that we are talking about bringing in. You know, especially for the young people. That they can comprehend it. And them comprehending it, what that say? That say that they are able to explain it and add some things to it, because you can't give a person all knowledge. When you give a person Quran and you explain a concept to a person Quran, that's not the absolute definition for it or the understanding on it. Nobody can give you absolute but God. Absolutely. When I give you the definition to it, that's it. That's fine. No, I can't do that. Nobody can do that. Alhamdulillah. So we got about 8 minutes, and so we gonna turn it back over, just in case somebody wants. You know, someone want to say something, want to ask a question. We came to you in peace, and dealing with truth. We love to talk to you about truth. We love to talk to you about righteousness. And we right away now, if you come to it with a lie, Quran says, "Behold, truth has falsehood and has knocked his brains out."
That's right.
So don't come to us lying. We're going to lie down. Alhamdulillah. So thank you. We pray that Allah bless you with something that we said. We came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. Of Islam and Langham, turn it back over to Akbar.
Hello, Akbar. Beautiful. Alhamdulillah. Very clear. Allah, Akbar. Yeah, and see, if the Democrats don't get the LBG out of there, stop working with the LBG people out there. Yeah. Allah said he created man and a woman, and he created man and woman, and then he told man and woman to populate the earth, and LBG is not going to respect that. Democrats going to find themselves in real trouble. Their children buy into this homosexuality that TV, the movies, the rappers, and all the other people selling this stuff, LBG. The Illuminati and all the rest of them is selling that.
Yeah. I'm going to lie.
The homosexual, I don't know. The devil, that was the hey, woman, get ready to bring our sister up and let her give us a couple of points. Praise be to Allah. But we need this. He's palm to lift our, keep our spirit up high. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Haji Lala.
Wa alaykum as-salam, alhamdulillah. How about you, Haji?
Thank you, Haji. How about you? Yes, sir. We thank Allah for you joining us and always bringing us good news. So
You
somebody
got it.
All the time. This must be burning up. Somebody all the time.
So you, so please share what you have with us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Here we go. Prayer is the strongest weapon against all difficulties. Faith is the only key to having what we believe. Love is the ultimate reason why we live, because it is the nature of G. Hope is the confidence to believe that G's blessings never end. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Let's see. This one here is narrated Ibn Abbas alayhi salam from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are no days which righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah than these 10 days. They said, not even jihad in the path of Allah. He said, not even jihad in the path of Allah, except a man who leaves with his self and wealth and doesn't return with either. Allah wa Allah. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, sir. And when you kneel down to G, he stands up for you. And when he stands up for you, no one can stand against you. Amen, amen, amen. Alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, keep us firm and consistent on Salat. Grant us proper understanding of the Quran and Sunnah. Erase our bad thoughts, company, and replace it with positive thoughts and beneficial companionship. Amen, amen, amen. He who expires paradise should learn to deal with the people with kindness. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Family is all that matters. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Ya Allah. Yes, sir. Ya Allah, bless my family and friends with good health, happiness, joy, love and peace. Remove all their pains and worries. Bless them with barakat, a lot of faith and patience. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Then I have this one here. Sending salutation upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who Allah send salutation upon Muhammad and upon the family of Muhammad, just as you sent salutation upon Ibrahim and upon the family of Ibrahim. You are indeed worthy of praise, full of glory. Oh Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, just as you bless Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim. You are indeed worthy of praise and glory. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me give him a salam.
Okay.
As-salamu alaykum, brother Muhammad.
What do
you got
to name?
Everybody on the line.
What do you got to name? Oh, you got to
name. Oh, you got to name. Oh, you got to name. Oh, you got to Allahu ahad, Allahu samad. Lam yulid wa lam yulad wa lam yuku kufuwan ahad. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank
remember
you,
Allah, remember you.
Let's get ready for the Reclamation Radio coming on now. That's the 22. Thank you so much. Enjoy it, everybody.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Enjoy it, brother.
Assalamu alaikum. Good
job. Assalamu alaikum. Praise the Lord, brother. Alhamdulillah.